Thank you, Lord. We arrived here last night. In the whole island of Taiwan, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we had 3 days of the sisters planting in the whole island of Taiwan. That is to fellowship concerning the messages of the elders training in Whistler, Canada. Of course, in the elders training in Canada, there is a special fellowship that we fellowship from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., a 5-hour fellowship. What are we fellowshiping about? That is the letters that is in your hand. A warning to all the saints in all the churches in the Lord's recovery concerning Titus Chu and those who promote and disseminate his divisive teachings, publications, practice, and views. This warning letter, we will read it later on. Of course, it was a great surprise to the churches in the Lord's recovery, because many people have hoped for such a fellowship. Eventually, they felt this matter is finally clear in this fellowship. Concerning the work of Titus Chu among us, and a problem that was created is not in the most recent 2 to 3 years. I will tell you a little bit of the process that went on. I think most of us who are seated here, we know Brother Titus Chu, or you have heard of Brother Titus Chu. If you have been saved for over 10 to 20 years, I believe that you have an impression of Titus Chu. Because in the early days, Brother Titus, in the early 50s, he was a young student in the island of Taiwan. And he studied there. He loved the Lord. He and Brother Benjamin Chen, they all received the teaching of Brother Lee. They are of the same age. They love the Lord. They receive the teaching of this ministry. In the early 60s, they arrived to United States to study. Maybe it's at the end of the 50s or in the early 60s he came to study in the United States. But Titus Chu is around the area of Ohio, maybe around Cleveland. And Brother Lee started his work in 1962. Of course, began from Seattle, went down to Los Angeles to begin his work. When he began his work, he saw the Lord has a burden for him. And the Lord has given Brother Lee an open door. Brother Lee labored very much and spread the Lord's work quite seriously. At that time, I know that Brother Lee flew to the East Coast, New York. At that time, Jiang Shoudao was there inviting him to New York. They're open to this ministry. So at that time, Brother Lee go from north to south, from D.C. to Miami, then went up to Ohio, then all the way down to Texas or Atlanta. He went up and down from south to north of the United States. And he would spend several months labor in such a way. Maybe he went to Ohio. Majority of the time he took hospitality with Brother Titus Chu, because Titus pursued the Lord quite seriously and he loved the Lord and had gifts, spiritual gifts. Brother Lee paid much attention to this brother, Titus. So, in the process of the 60s, you can say Titus had a quite a good growth, and Brother Lee paid much attention to him. So in 1965, after Brother Lee dealt with the turmoil in Taiwan, of course, Taiwan had a recovery. In 1968, Brother Lee brought over 100 overseas English-speaking saints to visit Taiwan. And in the 70s, Taiwan, we had a group of brothers and sisters to visit United States. And that caused that it's the origination of the 72 to 73, the needed in Taiwan for the work of the young people. But the Lee could not come back by himself. Therefore, he sent Titus Chu back to Taiwan to lead the student work there. At that time, Brother Titus Chu was about 37 years old. Actually, he was quite younger than most of us who are sitting here, because he was sent back by Brother Lee. So the brothers gave him quite a good opportunity and environment to lead the young people. And many young people, due to Brother Titus Chu's leading, indeed had a situation of revival. And due to Brother Lee's leading, most of us learned to love the Lord and learned to follow the leading of this ministry. And who are these group of people? Those people are around my age, because we just graduated from the college, and it's the same age as me, or two or three older or younger than me. We, the brothers, have received much help from Brother Titus. We had a very good impression of Brother Titus. However, in the process, we have heard that Titus has some problem in coordinating with the older saints, because we respect Brother Lee's leading. So we just say thank and praise the Lord to that. In 1977, Brother Lee brought over 200 saints, overseas saints, to visit Taiwan. At that time, we have a very deep impression. At that time, Taiwan produced over 1,000 working brothers and sisters. At that time, I was coordinating in a major way. At that time, before Brother Lee came back to Taiwan, he fellowshiped wonderful message concerning come, go, and come. Therefore, he called over 20 to 30 brothers to serve the Lord full-time. That include Livingstone Lee, Liu Tianyuan, Samuel Lee, and they are that age. I was working. I did not answer the call. At that time, I felt it's very good to be working. I can also function that way. Because of that situation, in 1978, the turmoil of Max transpired in United States. Of course, a group of young people was destroyed in the United States. However, Taiwan was not affected. Therefore, we were here trying to have a full-time training. Therefore, Brother Lee, in 1980s, sent back Titus again to lead the full-time training. From the summer of 1980 until 1981, he had 1 year of full-time training. At that time, Brother Liu Jian was in it. I was in there. I only attended 2 months of the sea training. I went back to teaching. You can say in that year training, Brother Lee and sisters were much perfected. We felt we were perfected. At that time, Titus brought many reference books. You need to read a lot of the reference books in Christianity, concordance, and whatever, a whole group of books. And we thought that is the contents of the full-time training. Of course, we need to exercise and practice our spirit, and etc. In 1981, when we attended the summer training in Anaheim, where Brother Lee had a training. At that time, we fellowship concerning the life study of the First Corinthians. We had 60 that came from Taiwan. We're high in spirit. We're ready for the test, because when we give a test, we can show off that we have been trained. We know that everyone knows that we have passed 1 year training. We expect to hear our test. Finally, it's our turn. At that time, the training is of 30 messages. It's a consecutive 10 days of training, 3 messages a day. And in the morning, 2 messages, and evening, 1 message. And we need to be tested in every message. Eventually, come to the second day, second evening, we were asked the to give a test. We ran up to the microphone, and when we went up, I don't know who started, when we went up, less than 2 sentences, Brother Lee says, okay, go. So two sentences, and we stopped. We were stopped by Brother Lee. 20-30s went up, all were cut down by Brother Lee. And some before he wanted to speak, even the post was there, and Brother Lee said, no. We didn't know what happened. Everyone prayed for us. We felt we lose our face. We were up there. You know, we were hanging up there. So 50, 60 of us were hanging up there. And Brother Lee, I said, okay, you all go down. And we didn't know what's going on. We didn't know what's going on. Of course, after we tested, yeah, right? And after that, we felt quite disappointed. We didn't know what's going on. But Brother and Sister really encouraged us. And afterwards, Brother Lee had a love feast with us in Brother Zhang Dongmin's house. Oh, that was a very good love feast, and Brother Lee spoke quite happily. At that time, Brother Lee promised us that he will go back to Taiwan for 2 weeks of time. He will go to Hong Kong for 2 weeks, and he will go to Taiwan for 2 weeks. At that time, we were quite excited. And Brother Lee fellowship about the 60 years of history of the Lord's recovery. And we had the messages of the Lord's recovery, history of the Lord's recovery at that time. At that time, when we see Brother Lee was talking about history, we could not understand it, the content. In 1983, we were again to begin the full-time training. Brother Lee sent Titus back. But before he went back, among the brothers, the elder brothers did not agree. The elder brothers told Brother Lee that they didn't feel safe for Titus to go back. But in the process, Brother Lee still said, you still need to coordinate. So at that time, Brother Zhang Wuchen, Brother Liu Shui, and Brother Qu Qiming, because of Brother Lee's arrangement, they agreed for Titus to go back. At that time, Brother Titus would lead the young people's work, Brother Liu Shui and Brother Zhang Wuchen would take care of the older saints, and Brother Qu Qiming would take care of the working ones. At that time, Brother Ling Hong attended. Less than a month, problems were created. Brother Lee called Titus Chu to go back to the United States immediately. So he called Brother Titus in the evening. The next morning, Titus went back to the United States. Ever since Titus went back to the United States, Brother Lee has never again arranged Brother Titus Chu to have any kind of service in Taiwan. That is 1983. In such a process, I entered into the service of the Taiwan Gospel Book Room in 1982 because I am somewhat in the center, in the fellowship. I know a little bit of the process because in the island of Taiwan, many young people got the help from Titus. So many people hope Brother Titus would come back. They didn't know what's going on. They just felt they should have Titus to come back. And very strange, Brother Lee did not answer anything. In 1984, after Brother Lee finished the New Testament life studies, he dropped his pen. He said, I will go back to Taiwan. So in 1984, when he went back to Taiwan, he said, he will lead us to go on the God-ordained way in Taiwan to practice the new way, beginning from statistics, that is a number in our meetings. And then he encouraged us to have small group meetings. And Brother Lee spent over 5 years in the island of Taiwan. On one hand, he finished the Chinese recovery version. On the other hand, he was taking the lead in the God-ordained way. Due to Brother Lee's 5 years of labor in Taiwan, that gave us a great salvation. Why do we have the church life as we have today? It is because Brother Lee laid the foundation those 5 years. In the process, Brother Titus Chu also went back. Every time Titus went back, there's a group of young brothers have a very close fellowship with Brother Titus Chu. Brother Lee, seeing his eyes, he had quite a burden within him. But the young brothers did not know what's going on. Therefore, in the atmosphere of the entire church, yes, we know that Brother Lee's ministry is very precious. We need to follow. But on the other hand, we feel Brother Titus Chu's not bad either. Brother Titus Chu's fellowship can what? Can cause it to be somewhat warm. It's a little more, has a human flavor. Brother Lee always talk about the heavens, but the Titus Chu is somewhat more humane, right? It has more a human way. So we could not understand what's going on. And nobody told us what's going on at that time. And because of this situation, the Taiwan is in an unclear atmosphere. I speak this, Brother Liu Jian understand what I'm talking about. Brother Jerry Chi probably would not understand because Jerry Chi wasn't saved at that time. But in such a process, actually we're in the middle of it. So we just bear it all the way. In such a period, the brothers in the whole island of Taiwan and the elders in Taipei, those that were arranged by Brother Lee, in 1988, at one time, over 10 brothers without fellowshipping with me went to direct to see Brother Lee. They may think that if they fellowship me, I would not agree with it. So they went to Brother Lee and speak to Brother Lee, say, well, we suggest Brother Titus Chu to come back. And Brother Lee did not react at that time. The next morning, Brother Lee called me. He said, last night the brothers came to see me. Do you know? He said, I do not know. I said, I don't know. Brother Lee was very angry. He said, the brothers did not understand his burden at all. He had burden and labor here for over 4 to 5 years. Why the brothers they're going to find Brother Titus? I said, I don't know. I said, maybe it's because you sent Titus back before. At that time, Brother Lee was very angry, but Brother Lee did not speak anything publicly. In 1989, Brother Lee went back, came back in 1980, went back to U.S., and in 1980s, Brother Lee was the last time came back to Taiwan. He did not feel comfortable, did not have the confidence with his co-workers in Taiwan because they felt they were very much influenced by Brother Titus, even with the situation of parting. But Brother Lee did not speak it publicly. Instead, Brother Lee released many messages. At that time, we felt it's speaking to Feng Zili and Brother Su Mingqiang. That is our impression. We did not think that he spoke it concerning Titus Chu. We had a good impression of Titus. However, among the coordination, we begin to have some problems because, indeed, the co-workers and were coordinating with the brothers from United States. There is somewhat a distance, somewhat not connected, especially with Andrew Yu Minoru and Paul Han Jr. These brothers, we did not have a good communication. We felt they belong to Hong Kong. We are the Taiwan sect. So this is our concept. Actually, this is somewhat very shameful. But that's our true situation among us. Of course, in the process, that caused Brother Lee to have a big headache. That is why Brother Lee fellowship with us many times. And until 1996, Brother Lee went to be with the Lord in 97. After this, the summer training in 96, we brought many problems to fellowship Brother Lee. Because, yes, there are many problems. Brother Lee are not going back to Taiwan anymore, so we felt we need to have a good fellowship Brother Lee. After Brother Lee had his summer training, he is quite tired. Of course, we have changed it to 12 messages, yet he is somewhat tired. He had spared half an hour to us because we were going back to Taiwan. So Brother Lee said, told Sister Lee, so okay, we only give half an hour to this meeting. In the beginning, Brother Lee is somewhat tired. He said, I only give you half an hour. If you have anything, just say it first. Then brothers began to speak. Less than 2 minutes, but he said, okay, I understand it all. I understand this. You don't need to say it. Let me speak. we didn't speak anything, and he understood everything. In the process of his speaking, he said that we have entered into a new age. We need to learn the new language. At that time, we couldn't understand. And after Brother Lee opened up his mouth, he spoke for over 2.5 hours. And he only gave us two hours, but now he spoke over 2.5 hours. You think he, at the end, he began to deal with us. He said, now you are still following Titus Chu. You are blind. And each one of us were in shock. We had never thought, but he spoke such a strong word to us. But we dare not to say it. Just only a few of us know, only 10 of us who knew about the situation. Because if you speak it out, you'll cause the problems. We did not speak anything. But at least spoke to us directly and openly in such a way. Of course, in 1991, there was a tape. It's Brother Lee's word to Titus. You cannot hear. If he is out, then Titus cannot live. Brother Lee's words is really strict. It's really serious. At that time, we think we don't know if Brother Lee's words is right or not. Well, of course, we know Brother Lee is right, but we dare not to understand it in such a way. So in 1997, Brother Lee went to be with the Lord. In these 9 years after Brother Lee went to be the Lord, in order for us to recover Brother Titus back to the blending brothers has over 20 times of fellowship that paid much a price. I mean, most of it. Once I received a call, Brother Wu, I need to get a call. Where to go? Oh, to London. Oh, I don't even have the visa. I'm going to London now. The next time to Cleveland, to here and there, just for this fellowship. Actually, I didn't want to go because when they fellowship, I couldn't understand most of the fellowship because they speak with English. I can only understand half of their speaking in English, but I had to be there. But in such a process, I can truly see the brothers are really trying in their best to recover the whole situation, because we all have a concern that this Lord's recovery cannot be divided. You can be right all the things, but if you divide it, you're wrong. That is, you can be wrong in all things, but if you're one, you're right. So we want to do as much as possible to be one, but we try it. 2 years ago, due to the matter of one publication, it's really a mess. But the Titus, where they're publishing the English and Chinese books, then the publishing, they say that, it's not convenient for them to come to a training. Then they have a pursue. And you say it's a pursue. People didn't hear, so they need to use the tapes. The tape is very hard, then you need to have a transcript. And after the transcript is put out, and then they put it online, it's quite convenient. And then you don't need to copy it here and there. Just go online and download. It's quite easy. Then you made a book, right? And then a step by step, then become a book published. And people was quite curious. You cannot sell only in the Middle West. Then right away, we have in Taiwan, we have a small. Then it's quite easy to cheap to print it in Taiwan. Then therefore they print it into back to Taiwan. Then they will now ship it back to Taiwan. It's quite easy, convenient to pass it out to Taiwan. It's not easy to pass it out. It should be like to have a standing order. Therefore, they had a standing order in Taiwan. Then the work on you, Titus work on you. And I said, Titus, how is Titus? We cannot dare to say anything because the brothers, the co-workers did not say anything. We did not say anything. We just bear him. But this matter of one publication is spoken by the Lee. I'm very clear. His books is not in the principle of one publication. Therefore, we put this in among the co-workers. Everybody said amen. He said, but Paul Wu, you never speak it clearly. But I say it clearly today. This is not in the principle of one publication. I hope that all the co-workers will do one work. If it's not one publication, it is not one publication. We cannot push the so-called standing order of Titus Chu. We cannot touch these books. Thank the Lord, co-workers in Taiwan, in one accord, because we did not point out the name, so we did not know if it's right or wrong. So although you did not know, superficially didn't know, but inwardly we all know there's some kind of problem, because the leading brothers did not say anything, we just work it. When this is spoken clearly, some co-workers came to be dealt with and repented and said, we will not do it again. And we push it among the churches and brothers or say, amen, everything is clear. Then we know that these books cannot be disseminated. So the brothers say, amen. So after that, Titus Chu was very angry at me. He never fellowshiped with me again. Before, he always had fellowship with me. Of course, that fellowship went past to United States. The English-speaking brothers could not find a proper way of doing this. They think that even Taiwan had this matter one publication, therefore in one training they also to have a formal fellowship considering one publication. This fellowship that created the dialogue between among us in the internet, and it's more and more aggressive and more and more a mess, you can say, then it becomes attacking one another. Even you have patience, there is a limitation, right? Forbearance is an imitation. So brothers, after so many fellowship, you can say, so many this kind of fellowship, finally decided that at this time in the meetings in Vancouver, we'll put this matter before the saints, before the churches. How about let's read together this letter? Acts 20:28-31a. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among you yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, watch. Oh, so therefore we shall watch. Here we can see, outwardly there will be fierce wolves come among you, not sparing the flock. And from among us, men will rise up, speaking perverted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch. Oh, hallelujah, therefore watch. Romans 16:17. Now I exhort you, brothers, to mark those who make divisions and causes of stumbling, contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. This is Romans 16:17. From here we can see who are those we need to mark and also turn away from. Those are who make divisions and causes of stumbling. If you have here a little bit, many places here, many divisions were created, were made, and many people were stumbled. And also we know this is it is contrary to the teaching which we have learned. For many years we've been taught and learned under this ministry, but in this year's Titus has many viewpoints that is against what we have learned, the teachings which we have learned. But Ling Hong will follow through with you later. Titus 3:10-11. A factious man, after a first and second admonishing, refused, knowing that such one is perverted and singing, though he is condemned by his own self. I will read it the following. With heaviness of heart and a deep awareness of the consequences of this section, the signer of this letter made the statement of warning on behalf of all the blending co-workers in the Lord's recovery. On the back of the sheet, you will see many signatures posted, and they are from Africa, from South Africa, James Lee Dictator, you all know, and those from Asia. About 16 from Asia. We have 7 from the island of Taiwan, and some from Hong Kong, from Indonesia, some from Japan and Korea, and from Malaysia and Philippines, and also from Thailand. These are the main co-workers, and some from Australia. Australasia, there are 2. And some from Europe, there are 5. And from Middle East, and some from North America, more from North America. The first page of 12, the second page about 21 plus 12, 35 from North America, also South America, Brother Li Daojun representing Paraguay. And that tells us this is not just a few of us co-workers have such a fellowship. This is almost all the churches everywhere throughout the earth. They have co-workers represented in this fellowship. And we're here giving one testimony. We asked all the leading ones of Saints in Recovery, read it carefully in its entire with much prayer. In the past 2 years, Brother Tazichu and some of his co-workers and other leading ones under his influence have produced a growing number of writing criticizing the teaching of the ministry in the Lord's Recovery, attacking the direction of the Lord's Recovery and promoting many views that are dissenting from ministry and have received. These writings have been disseminated worldwide in publication, especially on the internet, by ways of electronic mail and websites. Such opposition has intensified in recent months and it's affecting some churches and saints do not know the facts underlying the present situation. Not long ago, Tazichu Chu deliberately made public over the internet a letter he wrote to 21 blending co-workers in response to their earlier correspondence with him. We have learned that he is also now disclosing personally the contents of this letter in different places. His letter confuses, misled, and indeed deceived the uninformed because it misrepresents many matters, including the fellowship in all the letters that blending co-workers have written to him. We are issuing this warning because of the ongoing damage to the Lord's recovery being caused by the propagation of the negative writings and speakings. We feel extremely sorrowful that the current situation of the Lord's recovery has forced us to make a public statement concerning matters which we have become a serious threat to the testimony of oneness in the recovery. This has been extensive because my brother Tazichu and those who actively promote and define his ministry are clearly separating themselves from the vast majority of the church's saints, leading brothers and co-workers throughout the whole earth who are seeking to be faithful to the entire ministry of Watchmen and Witness Lee, which is a New Testament ministry. Tazichu and certain of his supporters are in open dissent concerning particular scripture truth and organic practice that are part of the treasure heritage of the Lord's Recovery as received through the ministry of these two special servants of God. Two, the Titus Chu holds different opinions, espouses different teachings, encourages different practice than those delivered and kept by the Lord's Recovery. Generally, he has built up a different ministry alongside in the one ministry in the recovery. He is doing a different work, which is actually his own work within the unique work of the Lord's Recovery. And for all intents and purposes, he's carrying out a different recovery in the sphere of the Lord's recovery. This difference has led to open dissent and opposition on the part of Titus Chu and some of his co-workers as expressed in the following. A. Challenging and rejecting the teaching of Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Witness Lee concerning the uniqueness of the vision of the age, the ministry and the minister of the age, and the wise master builder. B. Slandering Living Stream Ministry, the publisher of the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, and those who serve it in it, by declaring that the Living Stream Ministry is a headquarters exercising control over the churches throughout the earth. C. Claiming that the publication of the Living Stream Ministry has replaced the Bible as a source in some churches and are emphasized over the Bible. That is also not true. D. Discouraging and even preventing people from participating in the 7th annual international gathering, saying that these gatherings are in scripture and are used as means of controlling the churches. And these words are lies. E. Disparaging and misrepresenting the full-time training in Anaheim, California, in order to hinder saints from attending the training. F. Opposing the blinding co-workers adhere to Brother Lee's practice and Brother Lee's teaching and practice of being restricted in one publication, not as an item of common faith, but as it relates to the one trumpet sound of the ministry. G. Promoting their own publication to advance different teachings and interpretations, bring in confusion and division by so doing. H. Accusing the blending co-workers of being intolerant toward interpretation differences who diverted Saints' attention from the fact that they teach differently from the New Testament's ministry. I, accusing the blending co-workers of promoting conformity and uniformity among the churches and the saints. J, asserting that there is no speaking of the Lord through the ministry to all the churches, thereby opening the door to different speakings, different teachings, and different leadings in the Lord's recovery. K, claiming that there is no authority in the body of Christ beyond the boundary of locality, and that there is no practical way to know that the feeling of the body outside one's individual local church, thus leaving each church free to do so what is in its own eyes without caring for the body of Christ as a whole. This is why he emphasized the local body. L, promoting the isolation of churches from the common fellowship of the churches in the body of Christ in the name of practicing local administration. M, contending that the churches that seek to follow the general ministry in the Lord's recovery are no longer local churches, but ministry churches. These are wrongful accusations, and carrying out in the way of rivalry independent moves in the work in various continents through their own conferences, training, and publications. Number three, Titus Chu and certain of his private co-workers publicly criticized the ministry's emphasis on the up-to-date speaking of the high peak truth of the divine revelation, characterizing the brothers who are faithful to such speaking as blind and religious, while Titus Chu used certain terminologies of the high peak truth in his speaking and writings. He demeaned those who spread these truths, and by implication, Brother Lee and the truth themselves. He also changes the meaning and application of many scriptural terms and concepts, such as the body of Christ, fellowship, blending, oneness, ministry, one accord, and co-working, that form the basis of certain crucial teachings and practices of the Lord's recovery. By doing so, he compromised both the nature and the course of the recovery. 4. Titus Chu and certain of his co-workers accused the brothers who carry out the work of the ministry in way of blending, of establishing a worldwide organization to oversee the work, of trying to centralize control, and of replacing the organic body of Christ with a global organization. These false charges seek to undermine the blending co-workers in their service to the Lord's recovery. He's talking about the Lord's recovery is practicing central control. And even tell the officials in mainland China that this control is worse than Falun Gong, and we didn't know how to deal with such a poison. 5. Titus Chu and certain of his co-workers distort brotherly speaking about repenting for the church's failure in receiving believers in order to justify their openness to and acceptance of many of the deviations and worldly practices in today's Christianity. 6. Titus Chu and certain of his co-workers led many of the young believers into pride, ambition, and corruption, supporting the use of worldly and fleshly means to preach the gospel and gain increase. We did not have time. If we do have some time, we had some film strips. You go see how do they lead the young people's work there. 7. Although Titus Chu was raised up through Brother Lee's ministry in earlier years, was even useful to him, Brother Lee became fully aware of the damaging nature of Titus Chu's work. He repeatedly cautioned many saints of his stature publicly in principle and told many co-workers of the same privately in detail. We couldn't understand. In particular, he warned that Titus Chu was to build up a division. Regretfully, this has been increasingly and is now open manifested. 8. Before he passed away, Brother Lee attempted to blend Brother Titus Chu and some of his co-workers into one work in the Lord's recovery. After Brother Lee departed to be with the Lord, the brothers who sought to carry on his ministry continued to be open to Titus Chu and his co-workers, and over a period of 8 years tried to blend together with them. This was done through personal and public attempts to reconcile them to Brother Lee's view of the Lord's recovery and his work. For some years, Titus Chu was outwardly agreed with this direction, but in 2004, he and some of his supporters began to openly criticize the co-workers and churches in the recovery and have continued to do so in an escalating manner until this day. after we have described such a situation, we'll read the following paragraph. We declare unequivocally that the many accusations being made by Titus Chu and certain of his co-workers against the blinding co-workers and the recovery itself are false. We strongly testify that in the Lord's recovery, there's no global organization, but only the fellowship of the local churches in oneness. There's no hierarchy, but only the blending together of the saints for the building up of the body of Christ. There's no attempt at unification, but only the striving together of the co-workers for the one accord in God's move. We further testify that the nature of the Lord's recovery has not changed since the passing of Brother Lee. The recovery is still advancing in the central lane of God's economy according to the apostles' teaching and fellowship embodied in the New Testament ministry. Generally speaking, the saints and the churches are endeavoring to be constituted with the high peak of the divine revelation, to live the life of a corporate God-man, and to practice the God-ordained way in the New Testament priesthood of the gospel, all with a view to the unique goal of the building up of the local churches for the attainment of the reality of the body of Christ. Next paragraph. What has changed greatly in these 9 years since Brother Lee was among us is that Brother Titus Chu and certain of his co-workers have become increasingly factious and audacious in their attitude and behavior. The spread of their different teachings and work has sown discord. They have deviated from the central lane of the Lord's recovery and have withdrawn and distanced themselves from the fellowship of the co-workers who labored together to carry out the one ministry in the Lord's recovery over the entire earth. Despite his claim that he has endeavored to be one with the Lord's recovery, the fruit of Titus' labor, which is the result of the different views, his different ministry and his numerous different teachings and practices, is now being manifested in various places, even causing division in churches in the Lord's recovery. His own writing and the result of his work should convince the discerning saints that his ministry is different from the ministry which produced the Lord's recovery and continue to supply the Lord's recovery and lead it on. Based on the principles defined in the scriptures by the apostles in practice of our brotherly and the recovery in the past, we must now be faithful to the Lord and the Lord's recovery, and issue a strong warning to all the saints and all the churches. In Romans 16:17, Paul exhorted us to mark those who make divisions and cause of stumblings contrary to the teaching which we have learned, and turn away from them. In accordance with this word, we solemnly exhort all the saints to join with us to mark Brother Titus Chu and those who disseminate his divisive views and his dissenting speakings, and turn away from them. For the sake of preserving themselves and the rest of the body, we urge the saints to keep watchful eye on these contagious, divisive persons and to cease interaction with them. It talks about there's a few who are perverting, who are disseminating his views and speakings, and saints are asking, who are they? It wasn't pointed out clearly. I will tell you, Brother Lin Fengming, Frank Lin, and this group of people, and who are spreading his view, and Brother Li Jianxi, if I wouldn't speak more, Ann Arbor Lin Shizhen, of course there are many brothers, I will not name them one by one. Anyway, we need to pray for them. According to Titus 3:10, a fascist man, a heretical sectarian man who causes divisions by forming parties in the church, according to his own opinion, should be rejected after a first and second admonishing. To refuse such a one does not mean that we cut him off. Rather, it means that we take actions to quarantine him in order to save both the contagious one and the rest of the body. To have quarantine is not to cut them off, is to chase them off. But to quarantine them is to that their viruses will not be spread out to others. We also admonish the saints not to read the materials published and spread by these brothers in print form or on the internet. Such materials are filled with questionings and contentions of words which spread spiritual sickness and death. Brother Taishu and his fellow dissenters employ contentious reasonings, manipulate scriptures and other speakings, distort history and make emotional appeal in order to gain sympathy, and deceive the uninformed and innocent in order to draw them away from themselves. We must be careful about anyone who is spreading spiritual death and keep ourselves away from him. We must overcome any personal affection and stand resolutely with the testimony of oneness in the Lord's unique recovery. We must also realize that being neutral of a good heart is this matter does not build up, but rather damages the body of Christ. Again, we urge all the saints in all the churches everywhere to practice the truth by turning away from every factor and person that causes dissension and division in the Lord's recovery. We deeply agree to issue the present warning, but necessary is laid upon us as we seek to be faithful to the Lord, to the church, and to the saints. As we confront the present problem, we do not claim superiority in our position or perfectness in our condition. Rather, we only assert resoluteness and steadfast for the present recovery of the Lord as readily as said often, and we endeavor to imitate him, and we are but a little unprofitable servant of the Lord in his ministry and his recovery. We harbor no personal offense and bear no ill will toward Brother Taishu's and those who disseminate his divisive views and his dissenting speaking. We have been patient in this situation for many years and, as always, long for their repentance. We pray that they will receive mercy from God to make a genuine turn from their error back to the one blending fellowship in the Lord's recovery. That is, once again, follow the footsteps of the flock. May the Lord give grace to all those who love him in incorruptibility, and may he deliver us from the evil. And in closing, from deep within, we echo Buddha's last prayer, Lord, strengthen your recovery. Amen. Now, Brother Lin Hong will fellowship. I will still ask you to go back to page 1, the sentence, Romans 16:17. Now I exhort you, brothers, to mark those who make division and cause of stumbling, contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. I will tell you, brothers and sisters, in the Lord's recovery, we keep the truth of the Bible strictly, especially concerning the situation among the saints. Basically, if we can fellowship, we fellowship as much as possible. If we can keep the oneness, we'll never damage the oneness. But when we come to the time of making divisions, that has damaged the oneness. If we do not fellowship this, many saints will be affected. We all know the book of Romans emphasizes the matter of receiving in chapter 14 and 15. When he talks about receiving, especially we should receive those who are weak in faith. Someone see every day is the same, and someone would keep certain days, Sabbath. Then we should receive one another. Some people think that some food cannot be eaten, and some can eat all things. We should receive one another. We cannot, because of the weak in faith, the strong one will look down on the weak one and say, I will not receive you. We cannot do that. That is why we fellowship in the church. If certain brother have problem with you, you cannot move away. You need to learn to receive. In practice, we should have the proper understanding. That is who accept, receive according to God and according to Christ. But Paul, who spoke such a word, you have to pay attention. When he wrote chapter 16 of Romans, you have to see, chapter 14 and 15, he talked about receiving, but in 16, he talked about, you know, brothers, to mark those who make division and cause of stumbling, contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. Especially if you're making division and causes of stumbling, also teaching contrary to the teaching which you have learned. For example, I will not speak too much about division. Too many places have divisions has been made. What is more apparent is in mainland China, many situations of division. I will not speak in detail. But Paul Wu had also pointed out one point that recently in Taiwan, a certain brother, he had a daughter, went to study in Columbus, and a father brought the daughter to Columbus and went to the church where Brother Titus served. He went to the meeting, and right away the usher told them to attend 7 times a year the feasts and trainings. And the sister said, "Yes, we will attend." Then the usher said, "You cannot come to meeting." But then, sisters, think about it. Even they cannot accept the 7 times a year of conference and training. He is a brother or sister, or she is a sister. You know, they just attend it 7 times a year. But that cannot constitute the reason for separation. Now, the situation is getting worse and worse in mainland China. Many places, they are not clear. Many situations of division has been made. This is a great shame in the Lord's recovery. Not only divisions are made, even what is contrary to what I have learned. You know, but at least ministry at the end tells us we need to pay attention to the body of Christ. When we talk about we need to pay attention to the body of Christ, we do not mean that we should do not want the local church. In Bernardine's message, he said the practice of the body needs to be in the local churches. Without a local church, the body cannot be practiced. The truth is very balanced. But as far as one locality, how can they practice the local church? You need to let the body be expressed in that locality. In that locality, in your practice, you do not pay attention to the body, you do not emphasize the body, so others will not see this locality is expression of the universal body of Christ. Then what we practice is the local sect. Actually, the truth is so accurate, very accurate, that Titus Chu, he does not want people to talk about the body of Christ, and he says this is centralized control. What is it? This is centralized control to pursue 7 times a year the feast, and how can this be centralized control? But Lee talked about message. He did not avoid the term control. Have you heard that in the Lord's recovery we have the controlling vision, but we do not have the controlling persons? Have you heard about this before? There should not be anyone who controls the churches, but indeed it is a vision that controls the saints, like you, what you have pursued. You look at this outline. Is that good? The body of Christ is the pure product of Christ. Anything that is other than Christ, all must be the element of Christ. Should this control you? Is Brother Lee controlling you? No. This will not receive the controlling of any one person, but will be controlled by the vision. The more you see this, the more you know you're living today. So that is why Brother Lee, in his ministry, he says that if you see this, must be living Christ. If you do not live Christ, you're absolutely not a part of the body of Christ. Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, such a vision, should you be under the control? Paul says, "I have not disobeyed the heavenly vision." You have to see, Paul has been controlled by a vision. Therefore, all the children of God need to be controlled in the revelation. And such a control has been controlled by the vision of God's New Testament economy. What Christ wants to do is produce the body of Christ. If we do not be controlled by such a vision, we cannot practice such a life, and we cannot accomplish God's eternal economy. Am I right? Amen? But the Titus, actually, when Brother Lee passed away not too long ago, I don't know if he's speaking right after Brother Lee passed away. I dare not to say it so definitely, but once Brother Lee passed away, he said that when Brother Lee was on earth, the latter part of his ministry is too deep. Then now we need to go back to read the Bible. He talked somewhat a little vague, right? Half a year later, he spoke in his conference there to enter into, to go to seven times a year. It's like to go to Mecca. All the words that we spoke is his own words, but the title's own word. He did not encourage one to attend the seven feasts. In the beginning, he only had a little opinion, and gradually he said that actually we're practicing the centralized control. And one day, Brother Andrew Yu, I still remember, I think it's the second year, but Titus said, "Is go to Micah to worship." And Andrew said, "If we co-workers who have some practices, mistakes, you can fellowship. We have the capacity to receive any correction of any co-workers. Let's all put this on the table to fellowship thoroughly." But the Titus said to Andrew, said, "No, no, no. I'm just worried. That's all." And Brother Andrew said, "If you didn't say it, you bring confusion to the Rosary recovery if you didn't say such a word." At that time, he was somewhat aware of this. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when Brother Lee was on the earth, actually, you don't know, he worried the most is Brother Titus Chu. Besides that, he personally many times had fellowship with Brother Titus, even one time, that is June of 1991, even that one time, he said, "Brother Titus, how about this? Let's record the fellowship between you and I. I'm afraid that you could not hear it clearly, and I'm afraid that I don't speak it clearly. After we record it, I will give you a copy." And Brother Lee said to him, "I have 10 points. It's pinpointing to your situation. I want to fellowship with you. I cannot remember all the 10 points. We do not have the time to read that record. I have personally jotted down the notes on that." Basically, the main point is that right away, Brother Lee reminded Titus that we do not do the individual work in the Lord's recovery. We're doing the work of the Lord's recovery. Later on, Brother Lee reminded him, the Lord's recovery's work is doing the work of the body. You need to have fellowship. Brother Lee pointed out to him, he said, "According to my observation, your work is not a work of fellowship." And even Brother Lee told him, "Today, in the Lord's recovery, we talk about Lord's economy." He said, "You and I, there's a great distance in the matter of vision. In the practice and vision, we have a great distance." Even Brother Lee, even you have not seen clearly in the letters, Brother Lee pointed out very clearly, just like a physician spoke a straightforward word to him. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, one hand, Brother Lee worried about Brother Titus Chu. On the other hand, he worried quite much about Taiwan. Why did Brother Lee worry about Taiwan? In short, brothers and sisters, if you know more, a little bit of the history in Taiwan, you will know the Lord's recovery went to Taiwan. In the beginning, the work is quite prosperous. In 1955, we invited Spark to come. You all have heard the story. In 1957, he came the second time. The second time, Brother Spark expressed his opinion concerning the work in Taiwan in the Lord's recovery. And that caused all the young co-workers who work on the campus in the whole island of Taiwan to have opinions. At that time, Brother Lee is about 50s, right? In 1957, Brother Lee was about 52 years old. In 1957, he was born in 1905. He was 52 years old. Brother Lee's co-workers at that time was about 30-something years old. At that time, 30-something years old, they were working on the major campuses throughout the whole island of Taiwan. They're the main major co-workers. They were attracted by Spark. In the meantime, expressed opinions. And the work of expressing their opinions kept going until 1960s. Brother Lee went to United States, and they were making trouble in Taiwan until 1965. Brother Lee went back to Taiwan. In the process, Brother Lee had a spirit that if the work is of the Lord, nobody can destroy it. If it is of the Lord, right? Nobody can destroy. If it is it's not of the Lord, it should be taken away. But he has a spirit. And in 1965, all the gangrene were corrupted. Brother Lee came back formally to take care of this meeting. Brother Lee just asked him to lead the work, but did not lead the church. And they can still come to meetings, but they to lead the work. Of course, they rebel, and that create a turmoil, and they serve, right? All the one they served went back. The college years from 20 to 40 years old, 18 to 40, they all left the recovery. In 1965, 41 years ago, I was still a high school, right? A freshman high school, I was outside of the turmoil. They did not serve us. You have to pay attention. There was a generation gap in the Lord's recovery. So when we were in high school, we were the oldest one in the Lord's recovery. You understand, we're the oldest young people. You understand, at that time, 20 years older than we are, they passed through the wars. They fought with the Japanese, or they were in a war between the communist and nationalist government. So those were 20 years older than we are, 40 years, they did not receive much education. They did not receive anything concerning the practice of prophesying hymns. They did not even know how to sing hymns. So when we were in high school, we led the singing when we were on the pulpit speaking messages. So we had much opportunity to practice. That was the Lord's particular mercy. To have opportunity. Actually, nobody was there. You know, there's no big generals. All the soldiers came out. So that was the situation in Taiwan, in the churches. Then in 1973, we graduated from the university. At that time, Brother Lee sent Titus back to take the lead of the young people in Taiwan. Then you brothers know about the situation. After the generation gap, and then is the brother and sister 2 or 3 years older or younger than we are, right? That is our age, our generation. And Brother Lee in 73 to 83, he sent Titus. In the 10 years, he sent it 3 times. And in the process, Brother Lee also visited. And about, teens, in those 10 years of age rank, more or less, they have received directly or indirectly of Brother Titus' help. And today, in the whole island of Taipei, and those are the elders who are bearing the responsibility and the co-workers in the work. You can look at 30 and 40 years old, years ago, they were perfected. So these brothers and sisters respect Reverend Titus Chu very much and envy and desire of him. At that time, we could not understand that he really don't know about Titus' work. He really paid attention to the private work, and he will let you feel that he appreciates you and loves to, and you would like to be with him. But Pa Wu also pointed out, actually from 1973, but Titus Chu criticized about the elders, older co-workers, senior co-workers, and elders. In 1983, I attended his training in less than 1 month. She was called back by Brother Lee. And I still remember very clearly, at that time, in the 1 year training, he did not educate us directly. We just went into groups to pursue. We did not pursue life study messages. We just pursue the 2 books, right? English, 2 books, Greek, Hebrew, all the 2 books. And then after our study, we'll have exhibit. There's one of his class, and in that one class, every time of his class, he would talk, Brother Zhang Wuchen is wrong, Brother Qi Qiming is not good, Brother Liu Shui is so such and such, and he himself is the best. It's almost the same, the conclusion is the same, until one day, he felt he spoke too much. He felt it's too much, and he told us, the trainees, today you go back. Go erase all your tapes. you look at that. I look at you as my own people. Don't betray me. Don't sell me out. At that time, we did not understand, because we envy of him, we love him, we belong to him, we should not betray him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, looking back, I discover he has always been working in such a way. Yes, he has gifts. Yes, he knows how to speak. But up to 1986, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, in 1986, May, Brother Lee, before going back to Taiwan, to United States, he invited five coordinating brothers in Taipei to his room to fellowship. I was surprised, because we did not seek Brother Lee's fellowship, but Brother Lee directly told us and fellowship with us. His point is not to talk about the right or wrong of Brother Lee. His main point is that we should not have the improper following of people. Do you understand? When Brother Lee opened his mouth, he said, what Brother Titus does is absolutely not the Lord's recovery. I still remember very clearly, if it's not the Lord's recovery, I was surprised, because we loved Brother Titus in a while. Because Brother Lee said, Titus Chu's work is put people into his own pocket. Brother Lee pointed very clearly, the Lord's recovery is to do the work of the body of Christ, but Titus works to put people in his own hands, into his own pocket. Then Brother Lee from Taipei, from 86, 84 to 89. In those period of time, Brother Lee is directly leading the work in Taipei. But Brother Titus Chu and his close co-workers, because we were reminded, therefore we kept our distance with Titus, but Brother Lee, Brother Lee did not mention to them, did not direct mention that. Every time Titus Chu came privately, they will meet with Brother Titus. We found out later on, oh, there's a secret meeting here, and there's a secret meeting there. In the meeting, it's always on one day, if Brother Lee goes, you know, to be with the Lord, the whole world is ours. The whole world is ours. He just kept up saying that kind of words. Now, until 1989, the main co-workers from the island of Taiwan went in to serve in Taipei from 89 to 96. Every year, when we fellowship with Brother Lee, in the process, he also fellowship and remind us you should not have the improper fellowship, and pointed out to us the difficulties of problems of Titus Chu that we should not follow. Such a following is not right. He pointed out to us again and again, until 1996, that is the year before Brother Lee went to be with the Lord. And we brought the problems in Taipei to him. He heard us, and he knows we're not in the flow. When he heard us, heard such a fellowship, Brother Lee knows we're not in the flow, so he had a burden. He said, dear brothers, you know, from 94 to 96, the Lord's recovery has entered the new age. You need to enter into the new age to learn a new language, because the high peak truth is to prepare the bride to consummate the age to bring the Lord back. And he says such a truth is not only to be among us, but it's also for all God's children throughout the whole earth. See, he spoke with such a heavy heart, and he spoke in a positive way, we have not entered into it. And negatively, he know why we have not entered into it, because we're so charmed by Titus Chu. Such a poison still remaining us, we do not know what is to follow the ministry. If you pay attention, Brother Lee said about following ministry, he never said that you needed to follow him. Even he said, I do not want you to follow me. I want you to follow the ministry. Have you seen God's economy is God becoming to make man the same as he is in life and nature for the producing of the body of Christ to consummate in Jerusalem? This is the preparation of the bride. This is the speaking of this age. You don't need to follow me. You need to follow this. You can see in 1996, he has gone for 3 years, 94 to High Peak. He has gone for 3 years, but we have never paid attention to this. That is, we have not followed the ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying? So to follow ministry is not following a person. He discovered, why don't we follow ministry? Because we're following people. Understand? too many private fellowships. So in that night, talk about Titus 2, one hand he pointed out the positive, he pointed out the negative. And later on he pointed out by name, so-and-so brother, I discovered you are still following brother Titus 2 now. The second brother said, brother, I discovered you are still following brother Titus. And point to the third brother, brother, I discovered you are still following brother Titus. He's a such a Titus 2. He will invite you secretly. Of course, they're not going to a normal situation, you know, in the coffee shop, late after 12, past night. You say, certain place belongs to us. He said, if such a person, he speak one word, I hear about it, I will never follow him. But why are you still following him? And brother, he pointed out, such a place belongs to us. Maybe he's referring to South Korea. Brother Lee had his viewpoint, he said. Maybe that refers to South Korea. At that time, Brother Lee was very angry, very angry. Brother Lee had an expression. He shook his head. Only the blind will follow. He rebuked us brothers as being blind. That is when Brother Lee was still here. He discovered that we have a problem in following the ministry. The co-workers in Taiwan, he spoke such a word, heavy and straightforward word to us. In short, after Brother Lee left to be with the Lord from 86 to 96 for those 10 years, because we are somewhat 10 years apart from Titus, he was older than us, he served in Taiwan. Of course, all the co-workers in Taiwan respected Titus. Yes, it's no problem in respecting him, understand, but the words Brother Lee told with us, we put it in our hearts. We remember in our heart. When Brother Lee was here, Titus was somewhat less obvious. I just tell you a story. Right after Brother Lee passed away, he passed away in June. In July, we had a memorial meeting. In September, Titus was invited by a city in South Korea. A meeting hall just got built. So all the leading brothers got in that place. It's very hard to believe in that place. He also went to the major cities in South Korea. After 1 week, the whole South Korea turned around. Got the great problem. The brothers, leading brothers, called an emergency meeting. First, rebuke of that leading brothers. Why do we invite Titus to be here? Later on, the brothers in South Korea wrote to Taiwan and write to Livingston Ministry in the United States and the co-workers in the United States. He said, Brother Titus Chu has caused too great a problem in South Korea. They cannot accept it. I just arrived to South Korea the week after Titus left. I was going to give lessons in the training center in South Korea. I landed and found the plane. The brothers received me and say, you know, why? Titus is here. He made troubles here. He said, what kind of language he spoke? He spoke Chinese. Okay. At that time, I only had one class in the training. I had much time. So at the rest of the time, I listened to Titus' tape. I listened to every message. It's a message of giving troubles. Why is it? I just confirmed Brother Lee's feeling. Maybe it is South Korea. I believe that Brother Lee felt after Brother Lee left, Titus wanted to take South Korea. So the way of his message is in such a way. The first message is about the Southern California, we talk about the major contents of the New Testament ministry. There's only one unique ministry, right? But when Titus went to that place, he said, everyone has a ministry. He gave the verses, everyone has a ministry. After that, he asked his young sisters to say, I have a ministry. That young sister dared not to cry out. He said, I have a ministry. Then the young sister said, I have a ministry. And he find a young brother to cry that. And after that, he said, you're still young, you have a ministry. And he pointed out, you have the apostles among you. And he pointed out, so-and-so is the apostles here, and so-and-so is apostle among you. Let me tell you, in 1991, Brother Lee's telephone recording said, there are four main brothers there in Korea. When you go to work there, you should make it for one. Do not uplift anyone. They should serve together in a body. Everyone to take the lead will make trouble. But they use this word, will create trouble. Four of them, two of them are good to him. And the other felt that he is different from Brother Lee. So when Titus mentioned about apostles, he said, so-and-so are your apostles, so-and-so are your apostles. Those two are good to Titus. They follow Titus. And the one who invited him said, he is an apostle in Korea. So even now, Brother Lee never said, so-and-so is apostle, right? Do you understand? That created a problem. This is his first station. And his second station in South Korea, a young brother did not welcome him. But through two of them, right, who is more inclined to Titus, after they have a little discussion, eventually it's agreed that Titus could go. After that, Titus was so strong. When he opened his mouth, he said, Brother so-and-so, I heard that. I come, you did not welcome me. And he said that 2 to 3 months ago in Anaheim, in that summer training, I am a blending co-worker. I could speak there. Why can't I speak here? Strictly speaking, what kind of message is this? After he speak a while, after he's rebuked, he will go soft, right? After the hard way, he goes soft way. He said, how he's one with Brother Lee, how he's so one with Brother Lee, before Brother Lee left, is he this and that. In 1991, Brother Lee said, you go to Korea, give people an impression, I sent you there, I sent you there. And Brother Lee said, when did I send you? As a result of this message, and he said, again, Brother Lee sent me for many years to come to Korea. He said again such a word. Not only that, he said that before Brother Lee went away, always passed away, he went to see Brother Lee. Brother Lee called his name Titus and Titus. Actually, that day when I heard the tape, I feel tingling within me. I don't have any kind of feeling. I will not look down on anyone. But that tingling feeling is that, what is that tingling feeling? That feeling is that he's telling Brother Lee gave the ministry to him, passed the ministry down to him. At that time, the tingling feeling, I did not say it out. I never spoke it out until 2005. That is 1.5 years ago, in a Chinese speaking conference here. I was taking hospitality with a couple from Cleveland. We in one hospitality. This couple is somewhat in the coordination. And this sister told me, he said, Brother Lin Hong, at this time I come to attend a Chinese speaking conference. I feel very much supplied. But let me tell you the truth. Over there, when I hear Titus Chu's message, I also have much supply. But she said, I don't know why. Like, it's like that among the co-workers, you have some, what, problems. I would not talk with her this way, because there's no sense to, not necessary to talk right and wrong. Until she talk, until she said that before Brother Lee went to be with the Lord, he passed the ministry to Titus Chu. The co-workers here, they are jealous of Titus, therefore hinder Titus, did not want him to coordinate here. Up to here, I cannot bear anymore. I say, oh, this is wrong. This is so wrong. I said, when Brother Lee was here on earth, many times in his message, told us the Lord's recovery, there's no successor. There's no such a way of successor. If you have heard Brother Lee talk about it, raise up your hand. Have you heard about it? Yes. Okay, thank you. Brother Lee spoke many times, we do not have the ways of the world, the methods of the world. I'm leaving, now it's your turn. No, the ministry is not the person, it's the commission. If you connect, you connect it. You accept it. You don't need my arrangement. Do you understand it? But when she She heard me talk about it. Yes, it's somewhat right. But right away, she asked, she said, Brother Lin, let me ask you one question. Is it right? Do we have it? He said, before Brother Lee went to be the Lord, Brother Titus went to see Brother Lee. The Brother Lee was called Titus. You see? Why, you know, this is a feeling, why I have the tingling feeling. Then I said, right? Yes. Then right away she's so surprised. I should say no. I said yes. I said it's not special. But Andrew Yu went to see, he was cried Andrew, Benson to see, he would say Benson. We're so far. If we come, but then we'll probably call Lin Hong, right? What is special about that? Yeah, let me tell you, brothers and sisters. Really, he just tell these people to give an impression, the impression there, of people there, that Brother Lee passed the ministry to him. At that time, I did not have the wrong understanding. Those from Cleveland, they said it themselves. Not only that, the second sitting in Korea, he arranged the apostle, so-and-so brother, you let me come to here. This church is too young. You need to perfect it. You give it to me. You let me to come once a month to perfect you. Oh, there's so many stories. I cannot say it. After he circled around Korea, the entire Korea could not receive him. Then wrote a letter to Taiwan and United States. But he just went to be with the Lord just for 2 to 3 months. Let me tell you, after Brother Lee passed away, because the co-workers, because of Brother Lee, reminded the brothers many times, therefore Brother Lee, but the brothers did not want Brother Titus to create trouble. So we do as much as possible to blend him in. But it's a problem. If so few to coordinate, that means it's very important, right? So therefore we do not want to have a few to coordinate. Right, then nobody's more important than the other, right? So in the summer training, do you pay attention? 12 messages, 24 people. Like two persons spoke a message. Nobody's more important. Then there's no problem. But Brother Titus was very unhappy. And up to September, then the thing in Korea happened. Then in October, in the elders training, over 200 came from Korea. Should we ask Brother Titus to coordinate? It's very hard. People wrote a letter to Taiwan. According to our past, if you have any problem, created any problem, just wait. You just wait a little bit, right? But Titus always create problems. At that time, we still ask him to coordinate. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we still ask him to coordinate. In short, until the second year in spring, we asked him to coordinate. Even at that Chinese conference in San Jose, 5 messages, 2 to 1, 10 people say. He said, why should he be 1/10? You know that? He didn't say it such word. He had such a spirit. You cannot hide your spirit. Right? Therefore, he went back, he would say, you are going to Micah to worship. Even criticized by the wrong campus. He graduated from Princeton. That person, when I was a full-timer, I don't know where he was. Brothers, oh, a spirit of pride, such a proud spirit, I can tell you, brothers and sisters. Therefore, I told the brothers, if we do not deal with these matters, how can we let you coordinate? On one hand, you tell people not to come. On one hand, why do you want to speak messages here? Then the brothers, what should we do? If he's not dealt with, he didn't deal with the problem, but he still wanted to speak in the messages. And then up to 98, the next year 98, because the time I cannot speak it, the detail. Then the Korea, in 99, in Korea, elders training, he know he did not coordinate. Anytime he's not coordinated, Benson will not speak, Andrew will not speak. The meaning is that, okay, we will not speak, okay. Now let the younger people to speak. Benson and Andrew will not speak. Then don't be angry, okay, Titus. Yes, we still have to care for his feeling, but he was very angry, and he did not meet the meeting, and he left. At that time when he left, he went to China. He worked. Then when he worked, in a in a great way in Taiwan, and went to Malaysia, and went to Singapore, and went to Thailand. And I want to testify to you of one thing. If he did not do any work, people will respect him. But if he worked, he labored, he created uneasiness among the churches, then the Taiwan will feel uneasy. Then we called the co-workers meetings, and then we say, what should we do? Everybody felt uneasy. It's a wonder. We did not know. The younger co-workers are so clear. We didn't know why they are so clear. And he went to Malaysia just for this one time. Malaysia closed the door on him. And Singapore, we didn't know even he went. He went to one time. In one time, Singapore closed the door. Closed the door to him. Yes, closed the door to him. Before he went, nobody knows. You think about one person go to a conference, people will close your door, then there must be something wrong with your words. Or else, you know, whatever you speak, just speak some good words so that people to feel have life. Who will close your door? It's not only that he spoke openly, you will not come next time. So he said that the blending co-workers are jealous of him. Hey, Singapore, who are jealous of you? Malaysia, who are jealous of you? The co-workers in Taiwan receive his direct help. Why don't we receive him today? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. I have so many stories. We have talked to 99. We need to 2006. You know, I need to catch a plane right now. So at the end, let me tell you, because he worries us to talk about the body. He's afraid of us to talk about the body. If he knows we talk about the body, he has no way to go on. He began to say, and he spoke the message in Taiwan. He said, the recovery of the local church, it's a further recovery. Paul saw the body, but John saw the local churches in Revelation. The local church is a further recovery. This, if we know the Bible, we know only the body is a further recovery. Yes, the local church is somewhat superficial. You read the Bible, you establish a city, a church, a locality. To see the body is not easy. To see the local church is easy, right? But who said Paul did not talk about the local church? Did Paul set up elders in each locality? John did not talk about the body. John wrote to one place, all the seven places. It's the Spirit speaking to the churches and them who have ear, that can hear. He's lying to those who did not understand the truth. So what he's talking about is different from what we have. Let me tell you, do you think the local church is a further recovery? And he continued to talk about the local body, the body's local. He would talk about the local body. You didn't pay attention to it. After he said it, right away, we quoted Brother Lee, there's no local body. Brother Lee spoke it by himself. He probably didn't read it, or else he dared not to say local body. Brother Lee said, there's no local body in the 3 years ago, the elders training in March, in the elders training we talked about it. He couldn't speak it in here, but in mainland China. But he talked about local body. Even he said very strongly, who said there's no local body? He used the scripture. He said 1 Corinthians 12:27. You know, 1 Corinthians 12 is a writing to the church in Corinth. In 12:27, you are the body of Christ. You see, the local body. Oh, it's quite a great influence. All the Midwest received his words of the local body in June. I went to see a local brother. I hope to tell him of the true situation, to have an open fellowship with him. This brother, before we fellowship with him, he said, he talked about many things. He just support. He has never turned and he's talked about the local body. Yes, there's local body. 1 Corinthians 12:27, he's telling to us again, you are the body of Christ. It is the body expressed on the locality. He said it. He quite reasonable, right? As a slow down, brother. The last word, the body is expressed locally, but the local body is wrong in the previous sentence. If you can interpret this way, you say God is three. Because there are too many places we can see the Father's voice in from the heavens, and the Spirit is in the air, and the Son is sending water to be baptized. Why don't you say three gods? Because God, there's only one God. Yes, there's three. Yes, there's aspects of the three. You can only interpret it, right? 1 Corinthians 12:27, the correct interpretation is that a body should be expressed on the locality. That is the correct interpretation. The local body is a false, wrong interpretation. I don't know if you agree with this, because the Bible tells clearly there's only one body. How many body? One body. One Christ has how many bodies? I don't need to answer this. Even an elementary school student, you just tell it, they will understand. We're here, highly educated, you're here getting PhDs in the United States. You're so much influenced by these words. Why? Because he's kept on speaking. I tell the brothers and sisters, it is contrary to what we have learned. We don't have time to talk about it. I will stop here. I will tell you, to create division is a many proofs. The many places creating division too, right? The second point is about contrary. There's so many 8 points. Every point he touched about matter of teaching, his way of teaching. Then N, right? A, B, C, D until N. Every point is what he said. And we turned it around and said, look at what he said. Every point is what he spoke about. The wrongful accusation, wrongful teaching, false teachings, and created many divisions. And dear brothers and sisters, today we're practicing one thing. We do not do things according to our natural affection. We do things according to the Bible. The Lord's Word says in Romans 15:16-17, stated very clearly, right, to mark those who make division and cause of stumbling contrary to the teaching which you have learned and turn away from them. Let me tell you, not one of us. We do not have such a spirit to excommunicate. We do not excommunicate. We do have such a spirit. When I'm speaking here, let me tell you, I and my partner, every night we still pray. On one hand, we pray that brothers and sisters will be clear in such a situation. But on the other hand, we still pray for Brother Titus Chu. Lord, enlighten him. Give him the light that he will turn back to you. Come back to the receiving of the body. But brothers and sisters, if a person has SARS, what should you do? Our relatives, our dear ones. Let me tell you, in the early days in Hong Kong, why there was such a great problem? That is, everyone thinks that, oh, don't talk about it. At that time, in Beijing, it was the same. Oh, don't talk about it. In the beginning in Taiwan, it's the same thing. If you don't speak it out, people will not have the alertness. They will not avoid it. If you don't avoid it, then it will create big problems. Today we're here telling you we do not have any intention to damage any brother or any sister. One point we can prove that. Brother Lee told us many years that he created so many problems, right? After Brother Lee created so many problems, have you heard us to speak that openly and publicly? No, we have not speak about him. Why? For the keeping of oneness. We do not want to create any problem in the Lord's recovery. But on one, he work and work until he work out the divisions. He just do and do and to have these contrary teachings. Those are major teachings. If you don't have the body, you do not have the recovery. Let me tell you, this is a very serious matter. Brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord's mercy. We should avoid that, right? And we should quarantine him. If anybody wants to tell you about this, just avoid it. It's adequate to pursue the healthy teaching. Don't need to touch those words of right and wrong. You have to trust the beliefs, trust the co-workers. In 8 to 9 years, we have accepted, forbear him, and you know, even Titus was just speaking nonsense. And Titus said, Brother Lee left. And for us to have problem, it's our shame. You know, the Benjamin brothers here feel that if we let division to come out, it is our shame. It is our We're ashamed of this. We are here as much as possible, forbear, have patience. We're here blending, right, fellowshipping as much as possible. But to date, a great problem has been caused. I think the greatest problem is we will not have it here or in Taiwan. And for this year, the healthy teaching, the co-workers are very clear. If you have a healthy teaching, it's clear. We don't need to talk about people. Everyone is clear. What is most pitiful is mainly in China. Over 1 million saints meeting in secret. On the outward, co-workers from overseas, I'm Brother Lee's co-worker. Actually, we're not doing the work of Brother Lee. Brother Lee would not do such a work, right? 1 or 2 years ago, some younger co-worker reminded them that you need to pay attention. And they answer quite correctly. You're overseas, you did not deal with it. Why do you ask us to deal with it? Even express a not so good feeling toward those co-workers, right? Why do you talk about people, right or wrong, right? Yes, it's right. Should we deal with it? Yes, we do not deal with it at this time. The Lord's recovery will receive too great a damage. I hope, brothers and sisters, you can hear clearly of these things. This time we cannot go in detail due to the time. In Whistler, we had 5 hours of fellowship. We hope that if you are willing to enter into the detail, you can listen to the fellowship of the co-workers. And another thing is November 11th, in Southern California, there was a very important meeting called together for all the saints there. We also encourage brothers and sisters to go to understand a little bit. We have no intention to understand the right or wrong of a brother. We have no burden for that. We should, but we just feel that the saints need to be avoid to of the improper fellowship, the false accusation, and those things creating divisions. May God's children be preserved. May the Lord bless you. We encourage all of you to go on November 11th to bring your FM radio so you will hear clearly. Because when we, in English, we may not understand clearly. You need to understand with translation. But we also feel that maybe you still didn't quite understand. Maybe we speak a little bit, you understand a little bit more. We have spoken many times. Every place we go to give an inoculation. We may be feel that have a good heart, but our good heart, good intentions may not build up the body of Christ. May we be free from these things. We need to practice things according to the truth. Because of such an open fellowship, the unclear weather now has been cleared up. Everything is clear. Don't label others. Brother Peter Chen said, I've been labeled for many years. Maybe he's somewhat pitiful. Brother Livingstone Lee also said he has been labeled for many years. I said, no wonder, because you were all glued together, right? Stick together anyway. But thank him, praise the Lord. I hope that in these matters, there could be clear fellowship. So they also sign. I said, if you don't sign, that we are really not clear. If you sign, then we just say hallelujah. You have to jump out of it. Then brothers, we need to support one another. We should not label anyone. Yes, others also label me. Why do you say they have no problem? Do you have a problem? It seems like I also had some problem. So we need to have a clear sky. Everybody has no problem, just love the Lord. Hallelujah.